Earlier this month, a federal judge in Texas struck down the Indian Child Welfare Act, which had been in effect for four decades. Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, argued to Judge Reed O'Connor that the act, quote, elevates a child's race over their best interest, end quote. Native American tribes have expressed surprise and disappointment with the decision, which is likely to be appealed. And with me to give us more details is Emma Platoff of the Texas Tribune, who's been covering the story. Emma, first explain the Indian Child Welfare Act to us, and then, has it always been controversial?
This has been a controversial law. It was passed in 1978 by Congress, and the problem they were aiming to solve was the vast numbers of Native children who were being removed from their families in state welfare proceedings. Many people questioned whether those were legitimate proceedings, whether there was legitimate danger to the children who were being taken from their families. And we've seen this law come up before. A case actually made it to the Supreme Court in 2013 out of Oklahoma, but that case left the law largely intact.
The judge in this case is saying that the act discriminates against non-Native Americans. Why is that considered to be a fair statement?
What the law does is it gives adoption preference to other Native families. They first want to hand over any child to biological family members of the same tribe, then other members of the tribe, and then as a last resort, other Native American tribes before they hand a child over to a person who's not Native. And the aim of this is maintaining tribal integrity and, in general, the integrity of Native American tribes. The argument made here by Texas and two other states is that that law elevates a child's race over their best interest. That is, instead of just considering who is the best family to properly care for this child, courts in adoption proceedings have to consider what is the race of the family that's aiming to adopt this child.
And has there been response yet? I mean, clearly Native American communities would be on the opposite side of this. Can you give us an update on where that stands right now, what the reaction is to the ruling?
There are several tribal leaders, tribes that have involved themselves in this case, and they're shocked and devastated by this ruling. They're saying they're going to do all they can legally to oppose it. They're asking for a stay for now. They're going to appeal it. And they've said that this ruling is devastating to tribal communities.
I want to know, how much does this complicate adoption proceedings generally as it relates to Native American children going forward?
I think it's hard to say for now, especially given that we have this stay sort of up in the air. I imagine that we won't have any kind of final resolution on this case for quite some time.
Is it possible this could end up at the Supreme Court?
I think it's definitely possible. The tribes who intervened in this case have already said they'll intervene. They'll appeal, my apologies, to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And after that, the next step is the High Court.
Can we talk a little bit more about this specific case?
So this case starts last October. Chad and Jennifer Brackeen, this is a white couple from Texas, sued because they were hoping to adopt a Native American toddler they had been serving as foster parents to. They had approval from the child's family, but in court, an adoption petition had been denied on the basis of ICWA because they're not a Native couple. So they sued with the backing of the state of Texas, and now Louisiana and Indiana are also involved. However, as it stands today, their case has been resolved. They settled their lawsuit and adopted the child. So the only thing moving forward now is this challenge to the law.
Emma Platoff is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. And in an official statement from the Native American Rights Fund, the National Indian Child Welfare Association, the National Congress of American Indians, and the Association of American Indian Affairs, says the decision by the court in Texas is, quote, an egregious one that ignores the direct federal government-to-government relationship and decades upon decades of precedent that have upheld tribal sovereignty and the rights of Indian children and families. The statement concludes, while this disturbing ruling is a pivotal moment for Indian country, we vehemently reject any opinion that separates Native children from their families and will continue to fight to uphold ICWA and tribal sovereignty, end quote.